So Miller's speaking at 9:40, and then there's going to be a Marav. There'll be a Marav after that, right? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if there'll be. You mean here will have Marav? There'll be a regular Marav. Yeah. Okay. We'll see. Save it. That's fine. So I show this tonight. So we're going to learn a Torah from Reb Tzadik. We haven't learned from Reb Tzadik yet. Reb Tzadik is a big ocean, big ocean. I don't have to tell you that, everybody knows that. And one of the inyonim that Reb Tzadik returns to always in his Svarim and Pri Tzadik and other places is the nature of each month, the nature of the month, based upon what we find in the Sefer Yetzirah. Those who learn B'nai Sascha, Shem Yishmul, Pitzadik are familiar with the letters of the months, the Shvatim of the months, and so on, the quality of each month. So Reb Tzadik gives a little bit of an introduction. I don't know if we're going to be able to finish this tonight. I hope so. Let's go quickly. This is from Machshavei Scharutz Ois Dalet. Machshavei Scharutz Ois Dalet. Mechoydish Adar Nirli Shul Mesugul Yoyser L'Hizgaber Bo Al Koach Adimin. Absodik drops this big bomb on us, and he says, seems to him that this month is a time that is Mesugul, that we have a special ability to access this Koach of the month of Adar, Timim is Gaber on the Koach of Dimyan, on the Koach of imagination, of impure imagination, of destructive imagination. Kiyadua, the Shneim Asar Chodesh Heim Neged Shneim Asar Shvatim. The 12 months correspond to the 12 Shvatim. Shall call Shevet Yeshmaila B'Koach Miyuchad. And each shevet has a special koch, a ma'ila koch miyuchet shabo, hu misyached. And in that koch, that shevet is unique. The nirsha mishar shvatim is different from the other shvatim, distinct from the other shvatim. Da'i deze nechshav lo shevet b'fnei atzmo. But because of that koch, this shevet is a separate shevet, it's the shevet b'fnei atzmo. Of course, even though Kol Yisrael Kulam is one nation, Goy Echad Baretz, Shekulam Echad Mamish, that all of Am Yisrael is Echad Mamish, is Mamish one. The Kol Echad Mehem Kol Umi Kol Hamayla Sheyesh B'Kol Yisrael. Therefore, of course, every Shevet includes within it all of the Mailas, all of the Koyches of all the other Shvatim are included in the Maila of that, in the Koyach of that Shevet. Still, that koch of the shevet of that month is mezgala, and that koch is mezgala befrat in particular. It's revealed in the nefesh of that shevet. Even though all of us have the koches of all the shvatim, because we're Jews, and Yisrael is a goy echad baretz, nevertheless, each shevet has a koch which is miyuchet for that shevet. The yadua the kol dar v'yesh ba'olam v'shana v'nefesh. Everything exists as betuot in Sefer Yetzirah. Everything exists in three dimensions: ba'olam in the physical world, v'shana in time, v'nefesh in the soul. You're all familiar with that concept. K'moshi yesh nefashos chalukos, in the same way that there are nefashos chalukos, that there are souls that are different one from the other. Kach yesh zmanim chalukim. So too, every time, every moment in time, every day, every week and so on, is distinct, is separate. Zmanim chalukim. Umakarmas chalukim. In every place in the world. Uklal chalukas hanefashos miyisrael derech klal l'shneimas ha-shvatim. The general way of dividing, again, in a general way, the nafshos Yisrael, is by way of the 12 shvatim. Hu chalukas hamakaymes derech klal l'shneimas ha-gvuli ha-lachsay, which you find in the Sefer Yetzirah, how the entire earth is divided into 12 sections, without going into pratim with that right now. Physical space is divided into 12, according to the Torah. The earth is divided into 12 sections. And Am Yisrael is divided into 12 Shvatim, and there are 12 months of the year. Haniske b'Sefer Yetzirah, v'ashana l'shneimasa chodesh, 12 months of the year. B'sidron shel chadoshim l'shvatim yesh behem kamaponim. There are different ways. We have the way of the Zohar Kaddish, we have the way of the Ariyah Kaddish, of how to understand which Shevet is connected to which month. The Degolim, the flags, and so on. V'nyonim gedolim v'amukim yesh b'zeh, eich kol ha-storim emes v'ein kamakam. It's a very beginning to show how all of the storim, the Seder, the Sefer Yetzirah, the Zohar Kaddish, the Ariyah Kaddish, it's all emes, but that's not what he's going to be Isaac in now to show that. Rak mash al derech ha-poshut nira, the Shuvri Isi came to Sefer Kedushas Levi. The Chodesh Adar Shemazolo Dogim. The mazel, every month has a mazel in Shemaim. And the mazel of the month of Adar, of course, is Dogim, fish. Which in the astrological way of referring to it, I think, is Pisces, fish. Shemazolo Dogim, who neged Yosef? That the month of Adar corresponds to Shevet Yosef, to Yosef Atzadik, and that's Shevet. The Bechosai, which the bracha of Yosef is, V'yidgu l'rov, to multiply like fish. V'yidgu l'rov. And not only that, V'gam hu l'famim shnai. The month of Adar sometimes Adar Aleph on their base, like last year. It's 2 months of Adar. And also Shevet Yosef is sometimes counted as two Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe, two Shvatim. In the same way that in time, in the months, the Ikka Adar is, of course, when you have 2 months of Adar, is Adar Sheini. And so too, the youngest of Yosef, Ephraim, is the Ikka. Is the ik. The nikra al shem ki Hifrani, and therefore Ephraim's name is Hifrani, is to multiply, which is the koch of Yosef v'yidgularov b'kerav haaretz, the bracha of dogim. Ki bo koch apriya v'arivya, the koch of Ephraim Hifrani is the koch of being of multiplying. Which is the month of Adar. The month itself reproduces another month. It's a fruitful month because there's another Aleph, another base. The Gemara says that the time, the most common time for the flax, for the sheep to conceive, is the month of Adar. Yisrael become mekarmis nimshul utzah. It's a time which is very mesugal to be able to conceive children. The Jewish people are compared to sheep. V'nikra Adar, and the month of Adar is a lashon Adir. Adir, powerful. Strong and powerful. Marakarach u'gvura she'ikara b'kvish ha'sayetah. And what is the koach of a Jew? What's the gvura of a Jew? Ezo gibor akavish ha'sitzo. A person who has a koach adir, who has tremendous great strength, who has the koach of adar, is the one who is able to conquer his yetzahar. V'chikein yivarach gever yirei Hashem. That is the greatest bracha of a Jew who fears Hashem. L'gvuras anosh. That is the gvuras anoshim. That is the koach that is compared to the potency of a male who is healthy. A healthy Jewish male is the one who is able to be strong, who has koach of adar, adir, to be mezgarba in his yetzar. That, of course, is Yosef HaTzadik. V'zo koach shel Yosef. That's the koach of Yosef HaTzadik. So the month of Ephraim, Yosef, Ephraim, not Ephraim, Hifrani Elokim, Pruruvu, the koach of Hailoda, the koach of Gvuras Anashim, of male potency, in Ruchnias, that koach of the Zohar in Ruchnias, is the month of Adar, Adir, which is Dagim, Yosef HaTzadik, Yiras Hashem. Ki chein yivar gever yirei Hashem. So that's the month of Adar, the koach of Yosef HaTzadik. In Nisan hu neged Yehuda, ki bai Rosh Hashanah l'mlachim. And the month of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'mlachim. Vehem nivru ba'ais kuf va'ais hei. And the month of Adar is the letter kuf, and the month of Nisan is the letter hei. Now the kuf is an extended hei. Right? It's the letter hei, but it continues downward with that piece that descends below from the hei to create the kuf. There's also a little bit of a curve on the right side of the kuf. K'mesha kosa b'sefi yitzir. Well, b'zara isa, and the Zara tells us that the kuf is trying to impersonate the hay. The kuf is trying to imitate, to look like the letter hay. And the Zara says, and the Zohar teaches that the letter Kuf and Hey are the side, the Raz, the secret of Eishes Zenunim, of an unfaithful wife, and Eishes Zenunim, Znus, the Eishes Chayim. And the letter Hey is Eishes Chayim, the righteous, faithful wife. Kegavna de Kupa Azul Barsa Barnash. The letter Kuf, the Eishes Zenunim, is like a kof. The Zohar says a kof is a monkey that runs after and imitates human beings. Vugam kinaderach, hakol b'fnei shechina, kekayif b'fnei adam. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra that a human being in the light of the shechina is like a monkey compared to a man. Hakol b'fnei shechina, kekayif b'fnei adam. What does that mean? Vehei romezes l'shechina. The letter hey is hinting to the shechina. The kuf, and the letter kuf, who hakayfa is like the monkey, the ozel basar barnash, that imitates, that copies human beings, lizdamus loy b'choldover, to resemble, to be like the human being b'choldover. That's the monkey. That's the letter kuf, that is running after and imitating the letter hey. So hey is Shechina, hey is Eishes Chayil, hey is the month of Nisan, kuf is Eishes Zenunim, it's the monkey, it's the month of Adar. Ki ha'adam nivra b'tzalmenu k'dmuseinu. Now, kuf is one of the letters of the Aleph Beis. It's holy. It's one of the letters of creation. We don't normally associate this quality of a monkey, of a kaif, with anything positive. And the way the Zohar describes the kaif, the monkey, as imitating a human being, is certainly not a compliment. So what is the kaif b'kedusha? What's the holy monkey? What's the holy monkey? It must be. What's the kaif b'kedusha? Because the letter kuf is the Kaif. And Kuf is one of the letters of the Alabes, the 22 letters of creation. It means it has, of course, Kedusha. And Kuf is the letter of Kedusha. It must be that there's a Kaif de Kedusha, that there's a monkey of Kedusha. Just like the month of Adar, which corresponds to the Kuf, is a holy month. It's the final month of the year. So what is the Kaif, or the Kuf, the Kaif of Kedusha? So Reb Tzadik explains, Ki Adam Nivra B'Tzalmeinu Kedmuseinu. Man is created in Hashem's image. Avarak Derech Dimyon Kekaif. It's Derech Dimyon, it doesn't mean God forbid that man is like some sort of an alter image of God. It's Derech Dimyon. In other words, there's a very, very deep and sublime resemblance that man has to God as a result of him being created in God's image. If on some level that a human being is able to imitate God, to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Kedusha that's revealed in the monkey of Kedusha, in the Kaif, in the monkey of the letter Kuf. Avarak derech dimyon kekaif. The same way that a monkey can imitate a human being. I remember when we were children in yeshiva, there was some assembly, I don't remember what it was, what the reason for the assembly was, but it was a big auditorium with all the kids, and everybody making a lot of noise, and there was a guy that was performing with a monkey. And the monkey was able to do all kinds of things like a human being. Everybody sees it, a monkey. So he had an act. The guy had an act with the monkey, and the kids were all going crazy. The monkey was doing all kinds of stuff and making face, you know, and shaking hands and all kinds of stuff like a human being. And the whole show was to demonstrate the dimyon, the resemblance of a human being and a monkey. And that was going very well for most of the show. But one of the guys in the sixth grade was a funny kid. I met him actually last year somewhere. I met him in Etz Yisrael. He was a funny kid. And he had a lunch bag with a banana in it. And he threw the banana onto the stage. And the monkey was in the middle of carrying plates like a waiter to serve. And the trainer was telling the monkey to do this and to do that. The monkey is going like a human being. Until the banana went onto the stage, and then he became a monkey again. He knocked everything, he broke everything, he started jumping into the crowd, everybody, all the kids were screaming, the show was totally ruined. He went crazy with the banana. He's just a monkey. So the resemblance of the monkey to a human being is only a dimyon, you understand? It's not the etzem of a human being. It tries to. It looks like, but it's not. When it says in the Torah that human beings created b'tzalmeinu k'dmuseinu in God's image, it means, what Tzadik says, the koach, he says, umizeh nimshach koach ha-dimyon. Avarak derech dimyon k'kaif, umizeh nimshach koach ha-dimyon v'adam. From there comes the koach ha-dimyon, the imagination of man. That a human being can delude himself to think that he's actually God. That a human being can actually convince himself by his imitation. But since he's created in God's image, which is only a dimyon, but from that there comes the dimyon that man can delude himself into thinking that he's in charge of the world, that he's mamash God, like Paro thought, like many people think. There was a philosopher that once said that there's no such thing as an atheist. Everybody believes in God, just that each person thinks that it's him. It's him. He's God. Now from there comes the Koach HaDimyon that's mispashet, the imagination, the unbelievable delusion. like they used to say back in the 50s or the 60s when there was that Superman show on, that this that the guy that was acting Superman, he actually put on a cape and jumped out a window and he died. I don't know if that's true, but that's what they used to say. Because after being in the show for 3 or 4 years, so he actually thought that he could fly. So Kachadimian was mispashed, and he thought he was Superman. So human being is created in God's image. He's the closest you can get to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Just like a monkey is the closest you can get to a human being. A push comes to shove, a monkey is a monkey and a human being is a human being. So what happens is that the Koach HaDimyon, the Koach of the Kof, of the monkey, is mispashet into all kinds of weird places. Achenivna mimenu kaimas ha'eshes zenunan. Akadekach, that you could have that mitzias that's called the unfaithful wife. That somebody uses the tzelem and demus of Hashem, somebody deludes himself with the Koach HaDimyon because of that resemblance to actually be unfaithful to God and to rebel against God. To rebel against the Kadosh Baruch because of the Koach HaDimyon. The Eishes Zenunim, which is the letter Kuf. Shua Shikua B'Demyonis. That's when a person is completely immersed in demyonis, in delusions, in imagination, in fantasy. Totally immersed in fantasy. That's all that media is about. Movies, television, advertising. Shikua B'Demyonis. To be Shakua B'Demyonis. Shal Chemdais Olam Hazeh. All of the Chemdais, all of the temptations and the desires of this world, of the physical world. Shigamhu hakol dugmas olam ha'elyon, because this world itself is an imitation on some level. It's an image of the higher worlds. So one can delude himself and lose himself imitating, impersonating the Creator, convincing himself that this world, which is an imitation of the higher worlds, is the truth. And he can be mashki himself completely in demyonis. Till his whole life is a life of unfaithfulness. Eishes zenunim. Zenunim means prostitution. Eishes zenunim. Kil odom shetayiv nosin alakim kol in yonah elam hazeh. Hashem has given this world to us. And to the one who makes the right choices, who remembers that being in God's image does not mean that you could replace God, but being in God's image means that we imitate Mahu Racham Afata, to be godly people, but that we're people. And the one who lives that way understands that Hashem created this world. And everything in this world, kol inyonei lemazeh, likach mehem lavedes Hashem esbarach. Everything in this world, instead of becoming shakua in this world and deluding yourself and becoming an eishes nunim, that davke in this world you can be an eishes ra. And as one who was created in Hashem's image, to serve Hashem with everything in your life. V'lein niv v'shum dov v'ba'ilum alabatala. Nothing in the world was created for no reason. And the Eishes Chayil serves Hashem with everything. Just like in the house. The Eishes Chayil, the wife, is able to use everything to be able to put together a beautiful supper, a beautiful home. And everything in the house is meaningful, is important. All the little tchotchkelech, all the paintings, everything, all the spices and all the everything in the pantry is just like that. Everything in the world is used by the Eishes Chayil to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem by the Eishes Chayil. The kolpol manele kiluso, everything in this world that Hashem created is to bring praise and glory to Hashem. Va'kol lechvaydei baro, and Hashem created everything to reveal His kavod. Haino ayidei ha'odem ha'makir al yideim kavodu shel Hashem esbarach. That means for the person who does not get lost in the delusion of the impersonation and does not become the kaif, the monkey, of the eishes and nunim, but rather understands that he was put into this world not to try to replace or substitute God, not to make believe that He is God, but to serve God. And he feels gratitude for everything that Hashem created. And through this, one can draw all of his demyonis, use his imagination to serve Hashem. A Navi is a person with perfected imagination. The Rambam and all the Rishonim explain. The Kar Hamadam. Holy imagination. That's the inyan of the kaif of Kedusha, the holy monkey. And the person who's truly attached to Hashem, Ketam va'atam advekim b'shem elokeichem, as it says in Chumash, ha'nemra al Knesset Yisrael b'chlal, that is speaking about Knesset Yisrael b'chlal, she'hein heim etzem ha'shchina k'naida, because Knesset Yisrael is the shchina in this world, ha'inu sh'anav shoyis mibnei Yisrael heim chelek elokom yimal, because the souls of the Jewish people are a chelek elokom yimal, demand enofach mitoich enofach u'ma'atzmi yuso, Hashem kivyochel exhaled from his essence and breathed into a Jew. A chelek elokom yimal. Because man denofach mitoich enofach. Because when you breathe into, when you exhale, as is explained in Tanya and Nefshachayim, you're giving from the inner essence of yourself to the other. So Hashem breathed into us a living soul. And this is the koach of Hashem that is shoychem b'tachtayim, that dwells in this world in Knesset Yisrael, in the Jewish people, and in every single Jew. Zoa zoichel gula shleima, and such a person who is attached to the Shechina v'shechanti b'soicham, and a person who knows his place and uses the koach hadimyon to serve Hashem. Zoa zoichel gula shleima mikol dimyonis oilam hazeh. He is saved from all of the demyonis, all of the fantasies of this world, all of the sheker of this world. Ad shenas acherus miyetzar, till it becomes completely free. Like David Melech said, libi cholul bekirbi. David Melech worked on himself so hard his entire life until he emptied out his yetzar. Libi cholul bekirbi. Like Rabbi Nachman said, don't let this world fool you. Don't let the world fool you. It's all demyonis. And the one who is shakua in the biggest dimyon of all, that he is God, the one who imitates to the point that he actually deludes himself into thinking that he is the one who is imitating, for that person, the world was created for one purpose, to serve his desires, to serve his needs, his physical desires and needs. And he becomes lost in the demyonis of this world. And then he is the embodiment of the Aishas Znuna. V'hu gu'ulas Mitzrayim shohayu b'nis. To be free of that dimyon of the Yetzirah, of the koach dimyon of Tuma, of the kaif of Tuma. That's Nisan, that's the month of Nisan. Because that's when we were able to leave the world headquarters of Demyonis, Mitzrayim. The whole Indian of Mitzrayim was Fantasyland, was Disney World. That was the whole Indian of Mitzrayim. And we were taken out of Mitzrayim. And that was B'nisan. Sheyotzu oz kepesa pisa mikra hadimyon vashiku ha'otzum. That suddenly we were taken out from the whole klach hadimyon, from that fantasy, from that delusion of Mitzrayim. We were in the depths, the deepest depths of demyonis, of sheker. The deepest darkness. And we were able, Hashem took us out, to great light. To the point that the power of holy imagination was so great that even a maid, even a simple maid, was able to experience Nevius prophecy, Mashalei Roi Yecheskel. But Yecheskel Anavi, whose holy imagination was so refined that he was zeicher for the nevu of the Merkava, of the Maaser Merkava. Even as Shivcha Layom was able to use her imagination, Zek Keli Vanveyu, to be able to somehow imagine, to be able to envision an image of the Olam HaElyon that even Yecheskel HaNavi wasn't able to imagine. Ad Kedei Kach, was there that chayrus, that freedom from the kishuv, from the dimyon of Mitzrayim? That's Pesach, that's Nisan, that's the letter Hey, that's Eishes Chayim. V'chein ben Nisan asid ligo. And the future of the redemption will be in Nisan. U'lagil ha-dveikus ha-gomer ba-Hashem Yisbarach. In order to come to this madrega of atam ha-dveikim ba-Hashem Elokeichem, dveikus ha-gomer ba-Hashem Yisbarach, Shuasogas ha-emes la-mita, means to be connected to the absolute truth. Lishum dimyon klal, without any phony fantasies, without any dimyonis. Zeh soid ha-hei. That is the sod, the secret of the letter hey. Shayon.
So now, with all like the kiviyachos that we have in the world, the differences between, let's say, what my imagination is versus what another's is when it comes to our relationship to Hashem, is that Adar versus Nisan? Or is it like a collective dimyon versus individuals? Or do you understand my question? Or, like, again, the idea of kiviyachol, right? So if someone says that Hashem wants me to do this, or Hashem desires that we are like this, and that's one dimyon, that's someone's imagination, that's someone else's idea. Does it depend on what I believe as an individual? If we're saying a shivcha, she was a specific person, so that was from her own ability to relate to something, or is it what other people also say I should relate or imagine?
It's very individual. It's very much up to that individual, to that person, and his kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, the koch of dimyon colors one's understanding of the other as well. And there's no question that in Kedusha, the koch of dimyon, for instance, is able to tear away all of the coverings of that other person and to enable the one who is observing that person to come to the Nekudas HaEmes that he's of the Chelek Elokam Imam. He's able to see that in the person very often, which he can't see in himself. So it is individual, but it's also one vis-a-vis the other as well. I don't know if that helps, but it's true. Gimel. Vahakuf, the letter Kuf, hu hamizdama loy kekayif bifnei adam. The Kuf is imitating, like a monkey, the letter Hey. And it's really a monkey bifnei adam. It does things that a human being does. A monkey seems to be created in the tzelem and the demus of a human being. Right? Just like a human being is in the tzelem and demus of Hashem, in the image of God, a monkey seems to be in the image of man. So the nature of that which is created in the image is not to be satisfied with just being second fiddle, just being an image. It wants to be. To act as Superman is not enough, it's to be Superman. To act as God is not enough. To act godly is not enough. It's to be God. And for the monkey to act like a human being is not enough. It's to be a human being. Kikayf b'fnei Adam. Haynumashu b'kayach Adam mitzad ishtadlus ob elamazeh. Dekuf kodosh k'may sh'amu b'shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Kuf, the letter Kuf, is the letter of kodosh, of holiness. Because the letter Kuf in Kedusha is Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. It's when a human being knows that he is human. It's when he doesn't delude himself into thinking that he's God, but he aspires to godliness because he's created in the image of God. And therefore, in the way that he lives, in the way that he acts, he's able to try to imitate in the ways of Hashem, which is v'halachta b'drocha. Mahu a, mahu avata. U'b'gedushu ma she'odem ezdam al'elyon. The holy letter kuf is the resemblance to the letter hey, but to realize like the kuf that has that piece on the bottom, that sof kol sof, you are in this world, like the letter kuf, which descends to the ground. K'may sh'nemar, as it says in Pasuk, v'skadishtem ki kodesh ani v'ahei hu asya, ki kodesh ani Hashem is v'ahei, and the letter hey, hu asyaita d'shmaya d'od mekadesh atzmu ma'at milamata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekadesh ha'haber milamala. The letter hey means that if a person tries his best to imitate God in this world, to be like God, meaning not to make believe that he's God, but to act godly in this world, if he gives it a shot, if he tries his best to be Kaddish, then Hashem will pour upon him more Kedusha, more and more Kedusha from above. The Dove is a Eev Shabalei Ezra Hashem is Baruch, because one cannot really achieve true Kedusha without Hashem's help, without the letter Hey. Shagadusha hu geder erva uprishus mikol dimyon ezra yetzer. Because Kedusha means when a person separates himself from all dimyonis of the Yetzer. When a person becomes Yosef HaTzadik, he separates himself completely from all of the fantasies of the Yetzer. Lios noki legamre, to be completely holy and pure. E evsha elim kena kadosh baruch hu ozo. It's not possible without the letter hey helping the letter kuf. It's not possible. Elim kena kadosh baruch hu ozo without Hashem's help. Ach adam tzarech lahaskel kol panim at milamata. Still, a person has to try his best to begin to imitate Hashem milamata from this world in his life. Kichud shomachar, even if it's only the eye of a needle, a little bit to try to separate himself from his demyanis, from his fantasies, his Yetzahara. Ubavad shi nekev mefulus, like they taught in Pshischen and Kosk, the eye of a needle, as long as the hole goes through the entire needle. It's not a dent in the needle. It's kichud shomachet. You have to try sincerely a little bit. The eye of the needle is a very sincere little hole. It's tiny, but it goes through completely. You could put a thread through it. It's small, but it's sincere. Doesn't mean a dent. It means everything you got. She a nekev mefulash me'ever lever. It goes through and through the needle. Haynu shenichnas ad mamake halev. In a Jew, it means that the little bit that you try to overcome your yetzar, the demyonis, that little bit is nichnas ad mamake halev. You try mamish from the depths of your heart. You give it your best. And that beginning of man's effort to be like Hashem, to be godly, that's the letter kuf. That wants very badly to imitate, to be like the tzaddik, to be like Yosef HaTzaddik, to be like Hashem, to be like somebody that he read about, that he learned about, that's great, and to impersonate, to imitate. And he sincerely wants to be such a person. Shezel kol shayrish yestadlus adam, and from there comes the yestadlus of a human being. Aydei acheshek sheyesh lizdamos le'elyon, through that cheshek that he has, lizdamos le'elyon, to be godly, to imitate kivyochel Hashem and the tzaddikim. Haim le'idabek b'midoysov l'skadish b'kedushas shezel cheshek hayetzatayv. And that's the cheshek of the Yetzer Tov. Valkei nikra Adam loshen Adam le'elyon. Therefore, the Ramban says this, that the name Adam, man, which means Atam Kriyim Adam, which means a Jew, is from the word Adam le'elyon. I want to resemble Hashem. Adam. I want to be like Hashem. That's the name Adam. Adam le'elyon. Only a man can do such a thing. Shuv kedusha. That's the holy monkey. That's the kaif of kedusha. That's the letter kuf of kedusha. Sherish b'yis adam ha'ilad avizeh, and the sherish of man's creation was in order to do this, to resemble God. Elishim itzad ha'yediyah the toiv ra bo ha'yetzahar v'acheshik lizdamus. But of course, in order that man should have free choice, there's that there's that yetzara to be the monkey of tumah, to delude yourself into thinking that you can do whatever you want, that this world is yours, and to be the eishes zanunim, and to become shakua, to become totally lost in dimyonis, in all kinds of crazy dimyonis. Kilu, this world is just for your pleasure. This damas leim mitzara taiva v'cheshek legamei for taivis and for your own to satisfy your yetzara. Shura, that's the ra. Val derech habitul. And the snake was coming to make that offer. You could be like God. That's the beginning of the Yetzar. When the snake says, not to be a human being, Anshei Kodesh, to be a holy human being, that uses the koach of that resemblance to imitate the ways of Hashem and to bring yourself up to a place of Kedusha, to be an Eishes Chayil, to use everything in this world to serve God, not to make believe you're God. But the Nachash came and said, you could be God. That's what the snake was offering. L'shi is batel, not to become batel to Hashem, not to serve God. Yiskal b'mekoyrei, not to be miskalel, not to become, to draw yourself into elokus, into godliness. Rak sheyeh nifrad, to be separate from God. To build the tower to fight against God. Ukelokim. Shezo avodah zarah gemur, which of course is avodah zarah gemur. That's avodah zarah. Val zeh hem kol eitzes atayra, and regarding this, and to cure this, and to help us fight against this, as all of the eitzes of the Torah, all the mitzvahs, and all the Torah shabbos b'chsav, and that the whole Torah shabbos peh, is that we should be holy monkeys. The whole Torah Shabbat Shabbat Torah Shabbat Peh. La havcha dimyoni hayetzahara l'kedusha. To transform the dimyonis of the Yetzahara into Kedusha, into Yosef HaTzadik. V'zeo chodesh asher ne'efach. And therefore the month of Adar is a month where everything was reversed. V'na hafeichu. Asher yishlatu ayyudim heima b'sayneya. It's the reversal. Because that is the whole Indian of man's strength. The Koivesh Yitzro, he uses that very same Yitzro of what? Of being like God, of Bitzalmeni Kidmuseinu, of imitating God. He uses that very same impulse. Not to rebel against God, not to be an Eishes Nunim, but to become an Eishes Chal of Hashem. So the whole month is the month of the Koif, the monkey of Tuma, of Amalek, of Haman, being transformed into the holy kuf of Kedusha, of Kodesh, of Kedusha. Shehapech kol dimyonaisa, therefore the whole Geula of Purim is from the family of Yosef HaTzadik. Mordechai and Esther, of course, are from Binyamin. It's the world of Yosef HaTzadik, of Binyamin HaTzadik. It's the Koach of Purim. And Shushan Purim is what? Is a place which is Mukefas Choyma, surrounded by a wall. Strong. From the days of Yeshua. Yeshua, of course, is also from Ephraim. From Yosef HaTzadik. The Hainu kol mine chemdes v'cheshkes shilavav v'mashuka ben l'kedusha, to turn all of the chemdes, all of the longings and the desires of the heart to serve Hashem, Kedusha. V'zeu ha-geula d'chedesh zeh. The Tzaddik says, this is the geula of the month of Adar. It's not a complete gula like Nisan. Hashem lifted us up out of the whole dimyon of Mitzrayim. That's the letter Hey. That's Hashem helping. That's Siyata Dishmai. That's when Hashem takes over and pulls you out of everything. That's the month of Nisan. That's the letter Hey. That didn't happen in Adar. And the Gemara says that Kati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan, even after Purim, after the whole thing would happen with Mordechai and Esther, And Haman was killed, we still remain subjects of Achashverosh. That's one of the reasons we don't say Halal on Purim, because we were still Meshubadim, we were still subjects to Achashverosh. So Purim Adar does not mean complete and total redemption. That's only by Nisan. Rak heronu Hashem esbor. But what did Hashem show us in the month of Adar? Hashem showed us the gamba avdusenu, ba'avdusenu lo yazavanu. That even during those years of being in Golus, of being slaves to others, Lo Yazavanu, Hashem has not abandoned us. He hasn't forsaken us. Udani Hashem Ashoichin Itom B'Soich Tumasa. And I, Hashem, will stay with you even in your places of Tumah, even while you're struggling in the month of Adar, in the darkness of the last month of the year, with the Yetzirah, with all the Taivas, and you try to mekadish yourself a little bit, at least Gechudus Shemachah that penetrates to the depths of the heart. And Hashem showed us that He won't leave us. He'll help us. That even the demyonis of a Jew are holy, are not separated from God. That even though by Purim and by Adar we're not completely free of the Yetzirah, to the point that all of one's demyonis are mamish, it's all dovuk to Hashem Yisbarach. It's complete attachment to Hashem. To the point that even in his dreams, he only dreams about God. Like Yaakov Avinu, Hashem Nitzalov, his dream. That even when he dreams, dreaming is the time of demyonis. That even the dream of a Jew can reach the level where all he dreams about is holy. All he dreams about is Elokus, like Yaakov Avinu. So we didn't reach that level by Purim. But in the future, Sheyizkul is that Kol Zer Yaakov Losid. In the future, every Jew is going to be zeichet to that Madrega. As it says in Yoel, in the Navi, it says that everybody is going to have Nevuah. Bochrim, it says there's Zekeinim. If you look at the Malm, it says unbelievable things. Everybody will have Nevuah. All of us will reach a level of perfected imagination where we will fantasize about God. All we're going to dream about and think about is God. That's not yet. That's only when Mashiach comes. Behind the shakol demyonisim yegam ken kedemyonis shel neviim, where every Jew will have the neviyonis like the demyonis like the neviim. Shuvet dvekas agmur kivyochel b'Hashem is a complete dvekas to Hashem. She evshel chol adam liskeis lazeh b'shleimus gomer between this b'olam hazeh. In this world, a person can't possibly reach that. Can't reach it completely. Can't become perfected in that. We had neviim, but can't become absolutely complete. Yikomakam yochel kol echad achofitz liskadish. Still, anybody who truly desires to be miskadish, to become holier, to become better, uvola tahir, and wants to purify himself, lizkais leschalta de gula. He can be zeichet to the beginning of gula, which is Purim. He can be zeichet to the gula of Adar. Shuashar asher tzadikim yavobo, which is the gate through which we enter into the month of Nisan, which is complete redemption, which is Mashiach Tzikein. Darge the Yosef HaTzadik, who didn't delude himself, who ran away from that world of fantasies. Darge the Yosef HaTzadik, Shai B'chol Dim Yosef Kavon L'Shem Shemayim. Yosef HaTzadik's dreams were the holiest dreams. It's Chaloimus. Isha Chaloimus. A person of dreams, but his dreams were all holy. Shema Shirotz Elias Melech HaMoshel Kedivrei Echov. But that he imagined that he was going to be a king and a ruler, and his brothers accused him. Hayin l'shem shamayim. His dream was a completely l'shem shamayim. The brothers thought that he was having demyonis. The brothers thought that he was an eishes nunin, that he was a monkey, that he was trying to imitate Yaakov or something. He's trying to imitate God, and he wants to be a king of all the shvatim. Because what? Because of his taivas. Because of the desire to rule, to be in control, to have power. The brothers made a mistake. Yosef HaTzadik imagined he had a dream that he was going to be king, but it was only l'shem shemayim. It was only to be batel to Hashem Yisbarach, to bring his entire family and the entire world to Hashem. L'amshich shefer panos lehem ayodam. It was only to bring brachas and shefer, to draw down shefer into this world. The tzadik. Sheyoda shehu atzina shel hashpor, because Yosef HaTzadik knew that he was the conduit of bracha, of hashpo. Kedusha kol hashpo suderach hayisai. Because all of the hashpos, all of the brachas from above, come by way of the tzaddik, of yisod, tzaddik yisod olam. And Yosef tzaddik is tzaddik yisod olam. And that tzaddik is the Eish Yisrael, who does whatever he's able to in his life to perfect the impersonation of God and to be godly and be mevatel himself to the Rebbeinu Shlom and make himself mamish into a conduit to which all Kedusha flows into the world. Tzadik Yisod Olam. The one who overcame the Taiva of Eishes Potifar. Vayonas Vayetza Chutz is Yosef HaTzadik. V'chein hoya achakach hamashbir bar u'machalklam. And that's what happened. He was the one who ended up being able to feed everybody, all the brothers and the whole family. V'zeu atara la'alo goy mehimnusa. And this is the gate through which one rises and enters into faith, into emuna. Ayidei madrega sayira. Through the madrega of Yosef HaTzadik, which means Yirat Shamayim. Madregas Hayira, Hasarefus Kol Chemdois Rose, that burns away all of the fantasies, all of the sheker. That's Yosef HaTzadik. V'zer Sh'omer Le'echov, and that's what Yosef says to his brothers. Zois Asu V'chiyu. Do what I tell you, and you will live. Es Elokim Ani Yorei. I only fear God. The whole Chiyas of the Tzadik was called Ben Ish Chai. Chai. Od Yosef Chai. Od Yosef Chai. Zos Asu V'chiyu Es Elokim Ani Yorei. Is Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem. That's the Kaif of Kedusha. Yiras Hashem. Hainu Shuhu Shehevi Dibosem Ra Choshdom L'shku M'chem D'shem L'zeh. Yosef HaTzadik spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers because to his eyes, in his pure eyes, his brothers appeared to him to be Shakua in this world. He saw them as being lost in this world, as being Shakua in this world. And Yosef HaTzadik and his Madrega, there was something that was also not 100% yet perfected. But that's what he imagined, that's what he saw in his brothers. But that's the Inyan of the month of Adar. There's a lot more, it's just a small piece of the Torah. Not going to have to do that. But Chayv Inish L'Vesumer B'Puri, it's an interesting thing. On Purim, in the month of Adar, is the Inyan of drinking. So the whole Inyan of drinking is that a person becomes Shaku and Demyanis. When you drink, you lose touch with reality. And you enter into a very strange world of imagination. Right? That's what drinking does. There's the one who drinks in the way of holiness, and there's the one who drinks chas v'shalom in the way of the Eishes Znunim. The one who drinks like the Eishes Znunim makes himself into a monkey, into an animal, that might carry on in a Purim Dikya way, but what he does is not holy, is not pure. The Tzaddik's Purim is a Purim of Kedusha, of the Kaif, the monkey of Kedusha. And the drinking is a drinking that brings him to higher madrigas of Kedusha. Ad l'yada ben arham l'baruch Mordechai. Till he no longer depends on das, on the intellect, because he's perfected his dimyan. Ad l'yada. He's no longer dependent on the midah of das, of understanding intellectually, because he's in a place higher than that. He's beyond that. He's in a place of the kaif of Kedusha, of being drunk with Hashem, of Chaloimis, of Yosef HaTzadik, of Nevuah. It's a different Jew when the drinking is in the way of Kedusha, Adal Yoda. But for a person who just becomes an Eishes Nunim when he drinks, the mitzvah is to be as sober as possible. And instead of making himself into a monkey, he should open up a Gemara and learn. And just be kind of the mitzvahs of the day and have a little sip of something to be yotze according to the Rambam, whatever it is. And if you're not yotze even according to the Rambam, there are bigger avarice in the world than not doing that. But the ikur is to be a kaif of Kedusha. That a person, that the Purim of a Jew should take away from him certain intellectual restraints to allow him to enter into a world that he dreams of being holy. And normally the rest of the year, he's not able to be that way because he has things holding him back. But through Purim, he's able to experience a little bit of that dream of what it means to be a tzaddik. So we dress up like tzaddikim. We imitate. We wear costumes. But for a person who's in the bechina of an eishes nunim, he shouldn't have anything to drink. Just a sip, but not to drink chalila. because then he just ends up rolling in his filth like a monkey. Like playing a push at the monkey. That's not in control of himself. The whole Indian of Purim is to be in control of oneself. It's Yosef Atzad. Ad kedei kach, that you don't have to even think about controlling yourself, you're completely in control. Ad kedei kach. It's higher than that. It's the hergish of a Jew, what it means to be holy. Okay, Mishra Shem, Mishra Bezaycha, to taste that kind of wine. V'chaydish. Okay. I'm afraid if we start down.